Sir, yes, sir. So we back here again at the Just Love Coffee with the Smash and Dash podcast.
You did.
I got Smash with me, and we hanging out tonight.
Thought we already determined last episode I was Dash because I was faster. You was Smash.
Yeah, because you ain't never ran a 40, and I was running through shit. So I can't. Right. I was smashing and dashing. All right.
So wait, hold on. So you trying to take the whole this man out of control?
Yeah,
it was never going stops, down. Bro. Every fucking episode, he tried to do it.
Yeah, it was going down. Yeah, man. You know, I want to touch on a couple of subjects. You know what I'm saying? We gonna start where the Smash and Dash originated at, Tennessee Titans.
What about the Titans? Because AJ, our Titans are always
AJ Brown.
You see, our Titans, bro. Does this surprise you though? No,
we're talking about
our Titans. Does it surprise you?
No, it don't surprise me.
Who have they ever kept?
I don't know.
Who has there been one other than Frank Wycheck in the tennis? Oh, Cat Stevens, bro. There's like two. They both play tight end. That's crazy because I play with Cat. I've never seen a Titan start his career with a Titan and end as a Titan. Is there somebody can throw me one out there? I know we got a few Titan producers around here. You may be able to help us out with that. I don't know. I maybe stun him with that. But Frank Wycheck, Cat Stevens. You play with Cat too.
Yeah, I play with Cat. I don't know, man. It's like
they let AJ up. For what's the dude's name?
Yeah, they let AJ go.
For Traylon. Traylon.
What's his name?
Traylon Burks.
Yeah.
Sorry if I'm butchering your name.
Well, it was before then. I think it was before the draft, so they end up getting him just
cut. Wasn't it during draft? I feel like they traded him during the draft. Oh, the day before. Okay, cool. So they traded the man the day before the draft.
Yeah, because my thing is, I seen AJ come out and say something, and it was very, very interesting.
What'd he say?
AJ said, it's so crazy that I had to get traded to get what I deserve, and all the other receivers got what they deserve, and they stayed with their team.
Well, oh yeah,
DK Metcalf, Cooper Kupp.
I mean, there's a whole bunch of them. There's Mike Williams.
It's another guy.
Keenan Allen that never.
Oh, Debo Samuels.
Debo never left.
Yeah, you know, Debo was going through the thing where he wasn't showing up, but. They finally gave him what he deserved or whatever like that. So like you got to think when you talk about Tennessee Titans, right?
Yeah.
And you know their offense, everybody know is Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
But when you talk about the passing game, everybody knows
AJ,
Derrick Henry is not catching the ball out of backfield. He's not in the passing game.
Yeah. I mean, I don't say that
to throw shade, but I say that to be like, we know that Tennessee is probably one of the only offenses that's still playing old school football.
Yeah.
That's when your running back going to get it 25, 30 rushes, not touches.
But
we know Derrick Henry going to touch the ball 25, 30 times.
We do know.
And that's what I mean when I say, he's not helping you in the passing game because that's what he's going to do.
Right.
So when you talk about Tennessee Titans and you mention passing game, it's A.J. Brown. I literally went to the game and seen how valuable A.J. was because we had a guy by the name of Julio Jones who we thought was going to come in
and go crazy.
But guess what? A.J. Brown is so good and so young.
Yeah.
Tannehill's step back and who he looked for.
He was looking for 11.
So how do you get rid of him?
I don't know.
Do you let him leave? How don't you pay him what he deserves?
Simple. Well, I just told you before we even talked about this, it's the Titans. When have the Titans ever like really dug in the bag or even like paid a player like even more than what they deserve sometimes? Like when have they ever done that? Probably never. I mean, I do remember a player
that
was finessing some shit and kicking their ass for the first couple years. Yeah.
Don't do that.
Hey, so listen, you were about the only player I remember that they were making, like, giving hush money. Bro, you were holding out every year. You held out after your rookie year, your second year. After you went for $2K, they either had to pay you. They tried to give you a little hush money. But then the third year, I remember you, like, reorganized your whole contract. You can't lose me. I remember this. I was there with you.
But I got I still, other than you,
bro, they let Eddie George go play for the Cowboys. Like, that's what I'm telling you. Like, I love the Titans, and I'm a Titan. I'm a diehard Titan. I'll be a Titan to the end of me. But when I'm thinking about, like, what have the Titans done for, like, the organization to keep, like, somebody there where there's a face, there's really no face of the Titans. You got, like, maybe, okay, I'm sorry, Bruce Matthews. There's another one, but he played Oilers first, and then he crossed over. You got Mike Munchak. There's some linemen, but we don't have, like, not a face. Even they let, you know, number nine, God bless the dead, they let Steve McNair go to the Ravens. One of our rivals. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, when we think about Titan football, you have Derrick Henry. They love Derrick Henry. You said A.J. Brown. The fact that they're willing to do part with A.J. Brown for Burks. And, Burks, I want you to know, there's no shade at you. I'm not taking no shots. But when we talk about NFL football, we know A.J. Brown, we know what he just did. He just had a Pro Bowl season, and he balled the fuck out. So how do you trade him on a wing and a prayer? That's how I look at it. Because, bro, I ain't never seen – there's not too many first-round draft picks that live up to that first-round draft pick, Ed. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and what was AJ? AJ was a second-round draft pick, right? Or something like that, and giving us first-round vibes. And we just let it go. I'm appalled by that, man. Again, that's probably one of my favorite words, man. But I'm definitely appalled. And I know Vincent Paul Young, so that's probably why I do that. But, hey, man, I want to know – even what you say, AJ Young, I gotta ask you this. How do you let Tyree get away? Like, how is this possible? In this day and age, how do you, are draft picks more valuable than the guy that you know can get you three catches for 200 yards?
I think with that situation, I think they believe more in their system than the player.
That's a great point.
They believe more in their system than the player. Like, ain't nobody in their right mind is going to let Tyreek go.
Unless
you believe in your system. And then not only that, my quarterback is worth, not worth, I just paid my quarterback $500 million.
Half a bill ticket.
So whoever we bring him, you better make him look like Tyreek.
I'm telling you. And we see this so often because even Aaron Rodgers, they just let Devontae Sang, we call him Devontae Sang, y'all might know him as Devontae Adams, but when we seen that trade, and it's like everybody's knocking it like, oh, he's not going, you know, to a good team. He's leaving Aaron Rodgers. But when you look at the essence of the trade, he's going back with a guy that he played football with for a very long time. He also, in the offseason, is throwing the ball with this guy. He spends every offseason with him. He hangs out with him. So the rapport is really there. I'm figuring, like, how do you, as a Green Bay Packers, let him leave? And you have Aaron Rodgers, and then I'm trying to figure out, after Aaron Rodgers, who else is on this roster?
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, you got to look at it like this. Everybody on the outside world look at this as football, a fun sport, a game.
Yeah.
The owners, it's a business.
It's a business.
It's a business, but right? So at the end of the day, if I got – it don't matter. Move. I got Tyreek Hill, or I got – Devontae Adams, and they coming to me stressing they're unhappy. They don't want to be here. They want to be traded. So before I let him go for nothing, I'm going to get something out of him.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because even if I be like, okay, you know what? I'm not going to – because that's a new day and age thing. Because back in the days when we was playing, even if we wanted to trade, they don't care. Sit here and play it out. But – now what they're doing is, before I sit here and let a player be here, me paying him this type of money, me knowing he won't not want to be here, him being unhappy, know what I'm saying? It might start some dividence in the locker room.
Yeah,
he's not going to give me his all because he don't want to even be here.
Well, no, I can't say that.
Just
because you want to be traded.
He's not going to give you, but listen.
Going crazy because you know you still got people watching.
Man, listen, he don't want to be here.
Devontae's been going crazy these last couple years, and he still wanted to obviously be traded.
But he don't want to be here, so he's not giving me my all. That's my thoughts as a businessman. That's my thoughts as a businessman. So guess what I'm going to do? Before I just let him walk out of the door, that's just like if you have 1 year left, just say – Tyreek had 1 year left on his contract, and So before I force him to stay here for another year, and after that year, he going to leave anyways.
Where he want. Yeah.
So guess what? I'm going to go ahead, because after he leave, like, eventually down the road, it got to be another Tyreek Hill, Like, he got to retire one day. So I'm thinking of the future. I'm thinking of my business. So before I let him walk out of his door for nothing,
yeah,
I'm going to get something for him. So, yeah, let me go ahead and trade him. So I'm looking at it at that aspect as a businessman rather than a football player, football fan, or anything like that. I'm going to get something from out of him.
All right, fuck the business.
Because who say he go to who say that he's going to go to Miami Dolphins with Tua and be Tyreek Hill?
I'm not saying he is, but what I'm saying is okay.
Who you believe in more? Who you rather let go?
I don't know.
Who you rather let go?
I'm not.
Half a billion?
Well, what I'm
saying. Or Tyreek?
I don't know.
You do know.
I love Mahomes, but bro, I know that when that fires.
Stop playing, man.
I know as far as that. That's, you talking about business mind. I'm not mad at the business because I get the business part of it. We ain't talking business. I know when that fire been in. I know when that same half a billion been in the fire these last couple years, that motherfucker throw picks just like everybody else. And that shit been showing that, hey, he is not human as they thought he was. So I get what you're saying. They thought they had a Tom Brady, and this shit ain't looking as Tom Brady as they thought.
How bad?
Because
you sleep, man.
What you mean?
How the hell? You tripping.
What you mean? What are we talking
about?
What
do you mean?
How many years
you
is
this?
You
saying Mahomes not?
I don't know that he is.
Up to par?
Bro, I'm not saying
crazy.
That he's not up
you
to par. What I'm saying
mind.
Is when he was when there was time to
you
make plays.
You must have hit the doobie on the break.
I definitely smoked all day long, but what I'm trying to tell you is this.
You're talking about Mahomes. Like, you're crazy.
I'm telling you this. When it was time for Mahomes to make
bro,
plays
when it's
in
time,
the playoffs.
If you want a championship team, what do you need? What's the first thing you need?
A defense.
Defense
wins championships. You know that.
What the first thing
bro,
Tampa when it did?
You know what's
where's
funny?
The
how
first thing Tampa when it did?
Everybody going to want to
they
went
and got
Patriots.
Tom Brady.
Okay,
what
so
the
thank
you. Talking about?
Finally, he agrees with me.
That's the first person
when
you
we're at
get
the house.
A quarterback.
You
the
always
first
say,
person, when you build your organization around somebody, you go get a quarterback.
Okay.
A quarterback, not a receiver, not a running back, not a defense, not a safety,
necessary.
Not a cornerback. You go get a quarterback.
Ooh, no, the Ravens.
Who makes the most?
The Ravens.
Quarterback.
No, the Ravens for years never had a great quarterback. They relied on that great defense to win them games. Pittsburgh, they knew.
That's one team.
They knew Big Roethlisberger. I mean, Roethlisberger was going to be out there.
Yeah, Roethlisberger.
And he was wild.
Who was making the most
he
on
might,
that team?
But he might not. He probably could
who was
make,
the best
but he
person
also
on
tricked
Pittsburgh?
The most. He also tricked the most.
Who was the best person on that, them Troy years
Polamalu,
with Pittsburgh?
Troy yes, Polamalu.
Was
Troy Polamalu was way better than Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, yes, you're
I
right.
I don't even want to do that.
No, you're right.
He probably made the most.
You're right. So did Troy make more than Ben?
No, bro.
My point exactly.
Bro.
So when you're starting
Baker Mayfield made more than Odell. Was that really the – that's what – should that have been? Can you fans telling me that
we
for real?
About, but,
like, let's be realistic. You're sitting here and telling me just because you're a quarterback, you're supposed to make better more than your
no,
star.
I'm not saying that.
But I get what
I'm
you're
saying. When
it's
you're
a business,
starting an organization,
no,
and your goal is to win
no,
the championship,
I don't
the first
know.
Thing
I need
you
a great
do
defense first.
Is getting a great quarterback.
No, I know you're more lying. Times than none. No, because everybody ain't going to get a Tom Brady. What I'm telling you is in
it
our lifetime,
matter,
Tom Brady has won more championships
drafting
than
drafting.
Everybody else. So you can think you have a great quarterback, but 9 times out of 10, the people that usually win have a great defense. You saying Carson Wentz was a great quarterback?
No, what I'm saying is.
But he won a Super Bowl in Philly. Nick
but
Foles.
Did you see what he was doing?
Nick Foles
was
won
doing
a fucking.
His thing.
Man, come on.
He was
dude,
doing
but
his thing. Carson 2K. Wentz was doing his thing.
Carson Wentz stinks, right? I mean, sorry. You stink. Hey, look.
No, he doesn't.
Hey, Carson no, Wentz got traded 2 times in 1 year. How is
that
possible?
Mean nothing.
He almost went to the playoffs. Ain't no, he didn't almost get hurt last year. He just got traded. Get out of here. You go to the Commanders or whatever they are. Now, I don't even know their name. They stink. But let's say this, for instance, right? You're sitting here telling me that you have to have a great quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, you're saying every great franchise.
No, we're talking business.
That's what okay, but what
we're
I'm
talking
saying,
business.
Okay.
Everybody, you can ask any GM, any head coach, when it's time to go to an organization, when I'm trying to win, their first mindset is I need a great quarterback. Let's talk about Arizona. The guy come from college and comes in, guess what? The first thing is on his mind. I need my quarterback.
Yeah, he does.
Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I need my quarterback. Quarterback
and,
is first.
And
right
listen,
now,
the man got his quarterback.
I'm absolutely appalled
but
what
I'm
you're
saying,
talking about. You're
the man
crazy.
Got his quarterback and hasn't done
it doesn't
absolutely
matter,
shit.
But you get what I'm saying.
No,
and
I don't.
Business-wise, they're going quarterback first, no matter what you're saying. You're speaking fantasy football language right now.
No, you're speaking fantasy football. You think because you got a good quarterback, you're going to win. Only Tom Brady really wins.
So if you was in fantasy football and you had Lamar the first Jackson. Overall pick, are you picking Tom Brady or
based
Nick
on
Chubb?
His season last year, I'm going
no,
Tom.
No, no, no.
I don't care.
Tom
or
Nick Chubb.
I don't know because I know some of these other dudes don't be healthy. Tom's going to be healthy too.
You're going to lose.
How? I'm okay with losing because I know Tom's going to end up winning the Super Bowl, and that was who my money was on. You are probably going to look at it as, oh, this quarterback is doing really good. The defense stinks, and they're going to probably win, and that's absolutely not the case. Mm-hmm. You know why the Rams won? Because they had a good quarterback, but they had a better defense too. Do you think what's the dude's name, the big middle, number 99? Aaron Donald and then Jalen Ramsey and all these. Like, come on, they had a stacked-ass defense too. You're not just going to win with just – because guess what? That same quarterback was down there in fucking Detroit and didn't do shit for years.
He didn't.
Okay.
So what they made sure they locked their quarterback in first. That's what I'm saying.
No, they made sure they lined that three times. They got that dude, Aaron Donald. They locked him
in. He was already there.
No, they locked him in. The man threatened. He just threatened to quit. And guess what they did? They had to re him up first. They got him.
Well, they thought their first quarterback wasn't good enough. What they do? Go get another quarterback.
That same quarterback.
What's
took
his
them
name?
To, but didn't that same golf? The same quarterback. Golf, exactly. But he went to a Super Bowl.
That's what I'm
that's
trying
what
to
I'm,
tell you.
No,
that's
defense.
How important a quarterback.
That's how great a defense is. They can hide golf as and take him to a Super Bowl.
No, they didn't think he
so
was good.
So a little
enough,
better
so
quarterback can take you to a fucking Super Bowl. The defense is what's going to win.
What you just said.
A little better.
Right.
A very tiny little.
You heard him.
Yeah, but a little better. Bro, if we talk about quarterbacks that have won Super Bowls, I can go down to fucking the Ravens had a fucking donkey quarterback back in the day and won a Super Bowl. I don't even remember. That's what I'm trying to tell. I don't remember his name.
Trent Dilfer was a good quarterback.
He stinks.
You crazy.
And Trent, I don't care if you watch. I stunk to an NFL. I didn't play a long time, but you stunk. You know that. They told you, man, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, and them boys won that championship. He knows that. Everybody know that. Stop. Steelers.
No.
Wait, brother,
Trent Dilfer threw that slant to the crib.
Man, you talking about like, bruh, the Steelers, even when they beat the Cardinals,
man, no.
they had a defense. Y'all got to stop playing.
They
like teams that win defense, even when Peyton Manning
man,
with his.
Crazy. They
when
had
Peyton
Big Ben
Manning,
and Santonio Holmes. The
man, that was,
the side
man.
Over there.
Obviously, you have to score, but you have to stop people,
you have
too.
Have to score.
Usually when you get to the Super Bowl, what is the two best teams usually? So clearly they've been scoring points. So if you can stop a team from scoring, you win. Big Ben, and that's another story because Big Ben, how many games did he had to sit out for what we ain't going to get into that. I mean, how many allegations did he have come up? And that man, they ain't say a whole year for him.
We talking about football.
Oh, okay. My bad. Because then don't be talking about Big.
What was I saying? It's quarterback.
Bro, leave me alone.
It's a quarterback-driven league.
Fuck that subject. I ain't fucking with him, man. Fuck him. Damn it. We live over the feelings. When it's go time, I go lie. I know we've been, always talking football, and we like to kick our shit talking that. Even though I know you don't be correct 90% of the time, I'll let you have it.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Cool.
Yeah.
But, bro, when we be sitting at home and we just be talking about a lot of shit, bro, shit that pops up to us to me, is like how hard it is to be a rapper.
Right.
Like, I know, like, when we think about football and you think about, like, CTE, because this shit's real for sure, and, I've had people that I've known and, friends from that, have suffered from it, but when you think about, like a dangerous job in the United States, man, to me, I'm looking at a rapper as probably being one of the most dangerous. Because we ain't talking about just dying. We talking about, RICO cases. We talking about, going to jail for life. They talking about using your lyrics against you.
Right.
It's just unreal. And, not too long ago, Jada Youngin, he's arriving at his house with his father, going into his house, and people ambush him at his house. They run from the back to hop out a car. There was a guy in Stockton that passed away. Somebody hopped out and shot him. Guy in Tampa, not far from here, was saying he's not hard to find. He say, y'all know where I sleep at. He show up to his house and he's no longer with us as well. So like, how do you feel about that? Because we got family and friends that, are in that industry. And how do you feel about it?
Man, it's crazy, man. Like, I feel like the rap industry now, especially with the younger rappers that's coming up now, I feel like the rap game is the new streets.
Yeah.
Because you got to, like, you're trying to make it out, but at the same time, you got to worry about the beef that you got going on in the streets. You got to worry about the police because they're trying to get you on, like you say, on the RICO charges, all those different type of things. So it's like, and like being a rapper, like you got to be out there. You know what I'm saying? You got shows.
You got to be seen.
You got club appearances. You have to be seen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like you can't just like be a rapper and be like, oh, I'm going to stay out the way and just not be seen and just chill and this and that.
Yeah.
Because if you're not seen, you're not doing shows, people don't see you, they you will never make it to where you want to be. And then I think, like, with this new generation, it's like, it done kind of changed to, like, straight gangster rap.
Right.
It's like straight gangster rap. Like, you talking about, okay, you got ops, you shooting, you killing, you selling this, you selling that. Then now they using the lyrics against you.
For real.
Know what I'm saying?
Do you think? Because we was reading something. I mean, it's like not too recently, Gucci Mane had made. I guess he made a song, and saying that like he kind of takes credit, for the these rappers dissing dead rappers because of what he did. But he's also at the same time telling them like they shouldn't be doing that.
Right.
Like, do you think because they're so young, dude? Do you think they understand what they're doing? Because when you say you're smoking somebody's best friend and you know he's just been murdered, like there's not just that's just like, one person that you're offending. You're offending a community of people that really
community or family. Brothers, it's like sisters. somebody is deceased and you're like poking the bear.
Yeah.
You're still picking at it. Know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so how do you expect like his friends, his family, them people to take it? So know what I'm saying? You can't be making these songs, these diss songs, and still out here walking around the streets like ain't no repercussion. And I think the difference is what they don't understand, like with Gucci. Gucci is smart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gucci probably was on the same type of stuff before he went to prison. He went to prison, guy, he's smart.
Yeah.
The difference about what Gucci doing and what they're doing, Gucci killed somebody, but it was in self-defense. Self-defense,
for sure. So it's a
know what I'm saying? So he can say whatever he want to say because these people came at him. He defended himself. And then not only that, he already went through the court process where it's self-defense. They can't use his lyrics against him or not. But then, like, come on now. I'm really a rapper and say I have done something to somebody,
right,
why am I going to turn right around and go to the studio and rap about it, put it on the track? That leaves two things.
One,
his family member or the people that love and care about him,
they're
going to be mad and they're going to know that I got something to do with it.
Right.
Exactly. Now they trying to get revenge. Two, the police that's investigating this whole thing, they don't even have to do their job no more.
You just told me that Pookie got shot.
They ain't got to do their job no more. All they got to do is listen to your son.
Right, yeah.
Okay, bet.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it's crazy.
It's sad that like we get to a point where these days where everything got to be so about social media and they can't wait to do something to go put it on social media, not realizing the consequences that come behind it.
Right.
When you think about like you and your friends that's rapping, y'all doing these string of whatever kind of criminals or whatever cases y'all doing, right? And the criminal activity is lining up directly with what you're saying on your fucking social media. And the cops are just going back, they're just looking at you, and then they arrest you, and you trying to say that I'm not doing it, but they have the direct footage from your Instagram, right? I don't understand that. Where are these kids' parents? Where is the family structure? Because, bro, I was raised in Colorado. We had gangs. We had Crips and Bloods for sure, bro. But if I was to be running around there talking about some stuff like that on the trap, about dissing somebody's dead uncle or smoking the dead uncle, I would have got my ass beat.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's
different. I think the culture is different. Like, we talking about rap culture, but we could just talk about like the streets in general.
Yeah.
You from the West Coast, so over in the West Coast, y'all got a certain thing called, and you correct me if I'm wrong, I guess it's OGs and
yeah.
That's like, what they call,
yeah,
right?
Like, yeah, you got the top of the top. Like hierarchy, yeah, it's a hierarchy.
Yeah, so certain things that goes on, the OG have to approve it.
Sometimes, for sure, but you know.
Most of the time, if they don't approve it, whatever, like,
yeah,
it's repercussions to that.
You
from gotta
the OGs. Go probably see somebody in the neighborhood, and they're
exactly,
gonna do something, yeah.
But down south, around here, them youngins, they ain't respecting the OGs.
Yeah.
And not just saying like they ain't respecting it because it ain't no respectable OGs and stuff like that.
They just don't care.
They just don't care.
You right.
Like them youngins they'll rather beef with the OG.
Yeah.
Than rather to like listen and just understand the game.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
Bro, I've been coming down here to Orlando for a long time now. And I tell you this all the time, bro. Every time I watch TV, I'm like, bro, what these little niggas be on? Because somebody done jumped the fence at the fairgrounds, done stole guns. They done went to the pawn shops and stole guns. It's like somebody's always stealing some guns in Florida somewhere. And then, you know, you read about it later on. There's always these little kids or somebody getting shot. And these be babies, man.
Yeah.
To me, it's just unfortunate. I mean, it all goes back to, I guess they glorifying what their people rapping about. They think that rap life's easy. They seeing these people on Instagram showing this money and they're not realizing that there's a lot of consequences. There's like life sentences that come behind some of this. And that means either way, you can either end up dead or you can end up in prison for a very long time. And I don't think these kids are understanding that.
And that's crazy that you said that, because one of two things, these labels, they understand that. So guess
they
what they doing?
Feeding.
They, when they signing these kids, they want them to continue to do the same thing.
Yeah.
They want them to do this, do that. Be in the streets, be reckless.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? But guess what? When these rappers or these little kids are dying,
ain't nobody there.
No, but not nobody there. Guess what's happening with their music?
Oh,
it's shooting through the roof.
Oh my God.
And guess who is recouping all that money?
The label is recouping a whole bunch of money. I seen, yeah, when the Jada Youngin kid passed away, like he had like 8 albums or 10 albums or something like that in the top Apple charts. So
yeah, and it's never like that when they're alive, but as soon as they die, and like
away, streaming goes crazy.
Know what I'm saying? And like they want you to continue. Talk about robbing, killing, this and that. I want you to have guns and all this type of shit in your videos and this and that. Soon as these rappers be like, oh, I want to go away from, no, you need to keep it in there, because guess what?
It sells.
It sells.
Yeah.
That's the
sales.
Stuff that sells. Guess what? Sales and all these rappers dying and stuff like that. And you got to think about it. When all these rappers dying, the only one that is recouping all the money, it's not going to their families.
Right. It's not going to a estate, because some of these dudes,
it's
ain't
not
smart
going to
their
family estate. None of that.
They
get, it's going all to the label.
Yeah.
It's going all to the label.
I never thought about it like that.
Right.
Bro. Yeah. Listen, little kids I know out there, it might seem cute, and everybody's rapping, and they talking about they smoked whoever, and you know they rolling up the op. Before you start doing any of this, you got to make sure you know what you're talking about, because there's people on every side that's hearing this and they ain't liking what you're saying and they might feel some type of way. So make sure before you get to playing on wax and dissing people, make sure you know what you're talking about, because these are serious situations you can find yourself in, and that's either with somebody's family member trying to see if you what you really talking about, or you know the police trying to see what you talk, because when they come it's a lot more serious, because you either gonna tell on somebody else or go do your time. And I'm betting somebody gonna tell, especially them young dudes. They don't have no loyalty, so they gonna tell on somebody.
They don't got loyalty. That's why I think they're doing what they're doing now, especially like with the rappers, and because you know all the rappers got entourages.
Yeah,
know what I'm saying? So they done, and I think like they've been doing RICOs a long time, but like within the last couple of years, it's probably been the most RICOs I've ever seen.
Especially with rappers.
But they know now these days, like it's hard to just like, let's say like the YSL situation, Young Thug, Gunna, all them. So if you just go and arrest Young Thug, just whatever on whatever charges, no RICO charges, nothing, just we arresting you on this. It's so much easier for him to beat that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when you do the whole RICO thing, you got probably,
yeah,
I think it was 26 yeah, people went to jail on that.
You putting a lot of people in a case where it's like you got but, chances are.
But the thing about it is why they so smart is because you got 26 people that done went to jail for RICO, right? You might even got a guy that probably like went to jail on, he probably was in a car with them and they got pulled over for some weed or something and he went to jail for that or whatever and he just with the whole YSL.
Yeah.
And he ain't really did nothing. He just affiliated. And you mean to tell me I'm facing 20, 30 years and I ain't did nothing just for being affiliated?
Yeah,
so you him. Really mean to tell me I'm finna take 30 years for somebody that ain't did nothing. So they're looking at it like, I know if we bring these RICO charges on, we know it's going to be a lot of them telling because we know ourselves that it's maybe out of the 26, it's maybe really 15 to 20 of them that really ain't did nothing.
Yeah. That's what they be banking on. I mean, that goes back to like even in mob days, bro. That's what they did. They racking up everybody. Yeah. They getting the lower street criminals. That's who they expect. They want to get the lower guy that ain't never had the money that the big guy had. Yeah. And yes, he's going to tell.
They're going to tell.
That's what usually happens.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hopefully your guys are, you know, smart and they you know, because everybody say they ain't a rat. But, you know, by 6ix9ine is probably the smartest one out of all of them. He got the hell out of there, man. He went and told on him a man first quote. It was them. And my dog been living there since. So,
I don't think he had a RICO charge, though.
He definitely was in a RICO.
He was a RICO.
RICO. He went fed first quarter. Well, that was more pregame. He went to tell in first quarter, but he's smart. Yeah. Listen, okay, yeah, that's even greater. If them people did what they did to 6ix9ine people to you, what would you do?
If they did what?
Okay, they kidnapped him. They was hitting his baby mama. They were stealing the money from the man. And they tried to kill him. This is a known fact. So when it was time to go to jail, he told on all of them. What would you have done if that was the case with you?
I ain't telling.
Got me. Listen, I don't care what y'all say in the world. If you try to hit my baby mama, steal from me, kill me, and put me in a trunk and beat me up, you are now a witness of a snitch. I'm tattletelling on your ass to the highest degree. It was him, and his mama. Put their ass in jail. Fuck, nigga. Ain't got time for that. And I'm gonna be in Mexico like my dog 6ix9ine handing out money. Got me fucked up. Who? Why you don't want to tell him a dog gonna be 25 to life and this man just got beat up with these same people. I respect it though, 2K. At least you're standing on something.
But it ain't even that. Like, he's involved.
I'm not involved with what they were doing.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying.
Yes, he is. Yes,
no,
he was.
Bro,
some of the stuff
that was going on.
Bro, the man.
They're on federal tap saying certain shit. 2K, when that man was in the courtroom and he heard what these people were saying about him, I guarantee he was like, oh yeah, I'm telling.
Yeah, but he sent out hits.
Man, listen, you can
come on,
sit.
Man, God,
hey, I gotta take medication.
He sent out hits.
I don't know about all that.
Yes, he did.
Hey, that's why he told.
Record.
No, they told him that
he paid.
He paid and signed out.
But
listen, he was the smartest.
So that's
he was
what
smart
you did.
Snitch.
That's part of the whole thing.
But he was the smartest snitch ever. He got out of there. The rest of them fools in jail right now. He hanging out, and he probably did do that. But he didn't tell them to kill
I'm just
him.
Saying, like, if you get to the point,
don't kill me. Just because
no, but
we're,
what I'm saying,
if we're
if
in a group together
point,
and we're hanging out and I'm getting money for y'all, don't rob me, don't hit my girlfriend, and don't kill me, man, or I'm telling on you. I'm telling you that right now. I ain't got time to play with
he
you.
He hadn't already told before
No.
He did. He already told before all that. But what I'm saying is, like, if you get into a crime or you get into something and you agree to do it and y'all going into doing this together, can't tell.
No, I'm not talking.
That's a different story. I come and pick you up,
right,
and you be like, bro,
sorry,
take me
I
up here
to that shit.
No, but
I didn't
I'm saying
you robbing and killing me.
No, but I'm
that's
saying
that's why I'm telling on you now because I didn't agree to that. I thought we was, bro, twin. I'm telling
you, if I come
twin,
pick you up, and
I swear to God,
if I come pick you up and you
I
say,
I swear to God,
hold
is
on.
You.
If I come pick you up and you say, take me to the store to get a soda,
yeah,
and we pull up to that store to get a soda, and you run in there and rob it,
yeah.
I'm not taking a fall for that.
You're right.
But if you be like, hey, bro, take me up here. I think I want to rock this though. And I go up there with you knowing this.
You're right.
I'm wild. You gonna I can't take, tell on you. So, Kyle okay, knew before you're right. I went.
But now what if I'm like, this man is the only man that know I went up in there. And you now know that I'm trying to kill you. What are you going to do? Are you not telling on
man,
me?
Man, it don't matter. I man, agree. I'm he telling. He told before then.
All right, bro, you win.
He told before then. He was all already right. A witness before he knew all this. That was just his way out. Like, okay, yeah, I told, but I knew they were about to try to kill me. They trying to hit my girl. They trying to do this.
Nah, that's
just
his. Bro, he didn't tell
that's just his way
that.
Out. He already. Bro, that he, was just his way out.
Bro,
for
what
snitching,
I'm trying to
man.
Tell you is, no, he did. They pulled him in and they told him
so
all
you
this.
6'9" cousin.
No, I'm not. Yeah. 6'9", so. Wild as fuck. But what I'm telling you is this. You, I'm telling you.
So you're
you,
a rat.
If you do it to me, if you try, yeah, if you try to kill me, I'm snitching on you. I'm a rat. Hell yeah, I'm telling on you.
So you a rat. You 6'9" in other buddy. What's his name? Charleston.
Yeah, I'm Charleston White. I ain't fuck it.
Lindell White,
yeah,
Charleston White.
I don't
White.
Care.
That's your cousin.
It'll be
brother.
One. One thing about it and two things for sure. If you trying to kill me and you taking my money, you snitched on. I don't give a fuck who you is. Be told on, boy. Your ass should have been doing the right thing. We left. Yes, Sirski. What you smiling like that for, bro?
I know what time it is.
Yeah, I know you know because last time I caught dog slipping.
Not really.
It's the greatest time of my life, y'all. This is a smash a dash, man. And this is my favorite time of the day. Find me a few of my little favorite envelopes. What you thinking here today? I stomped you last week pretty good. That was a good one, huh?
It was all right.
Oh man. So listen, smash a dash 2K. No, this ain't too bad, but it's pretty good. 1 year in federal prison, but you get $100 million when you get out.
Or what?
Ain't no or.
Or?
Ain't no or.
Oh, so it's 1 year.
1 year in federal prison, but you get $10 million when you get out.
You get $10 million?
Yeah.
Man, that's tough. That's a tough one.
1 year in the feds for 100 ball when you come out. What you gonna
100
do?
100 or 10 million? 100 million.
100. No, no, oh. My bad. 1 year in federal prison, but you get 100 million. Yeah, you get 100 million when
oh,
you get
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go on ahead.
You call that?
Out. Yeah, I call that.
So you smashing that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm smashing too.
Smash
yeah, I'm
I
smashing. Damn,
I do
dog.
That. Yeah.
It's just
I do
rough
that, yeah,
because
for 100.
Yeah, I'm gonna be
a whole 100.
Yeah, I'm gonna be in there.
But I know y'all but, gonna try to. Yeah.
I'm 11
y'all
months.
Gonna, yeah. Yeah, yeah, y'all be trying to back though.
No, yeah,
y'all
back though. Hey, bro, listen.
Y'all gonna be trying to back
boy,
dough,
if anybody, boy, listen, yeah. Front though at the back though, you dead. Ain't nobody with that. Who? Yeah. Ain't mine. Yeah, boy, you good with that one, bro. All right. The girl proposing. I smashed that. I ain't got to think about it. Get on the knee then. Ask me to be yours.
It said if she
the girl proposing, you smashing or you dashing?
If, I'm dashing.
If some, so girl get on her knee. So if wifey get on her knee right now and be like, listen, I want you to marry me, you sliding?
Yeah, I'm dashing because I want to do that.
Oh, you want to be a oh so, damn, Mr. Romantic. I never thought in my life I would have heard my brother, bro. Do you remember?
Yeah,
bro. Do you remember Octavius?
Man, we ain't know now.
Nah, fuck with you. Do you remember Octavius?
I dashed. Let me get my shot.
I know. Do you? Take your shot then, bro. Do you remember Octavius? I'm asking you a question, though. Do you remember Octavius?
Of course.
What saddens me, y'all, is that when we were just some young pups not too many years ago, I would have never thought in a million years this man would be telling me this. Like, he's saying he want to get on a knee.
No, I'm just saying, like.
Oh, you rather get on a knee than your girl get on a knee?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay, yeah. Nah, listen, knee me. I hope you got your cabinet ready, because, listen, I might say no, too, just because. But just for the fact that somebody got a whole day report.
So anybody get on their knee, you saying yes?
Anybody? No, I'm saying like.
I'm just saying. No. Obviously, for her to get on her knee, y'all together.
No, no,
dealing
no.
With each other
you know,
like
in
that,
this day and age, women are crazy.
It? That's what I'm saying. Are you gonna do it? So bruh, you can't be smashed.
I'm dashing.
Come on, tighten up. See, nah, that's why you get deeper into it. So
see, I don't like how you're trying to do that. You trying to be too. This show ain't for all that extra
it
shit.
Is.
We
it
just
is.
Talk
because we didn't say somebody you head over heels with this and that. No,
but if she
you're dealing with somebody in y'all relationship or whatever, y'all whatever, like she could be like she could have been in a million relationship before, divorced, this and that, and she done got with you, and she trying to win, and y'all have been together 6 months, 8 months. And she like, man, I'm trying to win. I'm finna get on the knee.
So you saying I got it?
You gonna know what I'm saying is?
I'm dashing.
My point.
You win, bro. God dang, this man always try to go. So you go too deep into
take
it.
Take your shot.
I'm gonna take my shot, but I got one for you though. Wait till this net one come out.
I think I'm gonna have to start writing the things and the questions in the envelope. Man, it's insane.
A threesome?
You're lying.
Oh my God. How come when I do my questions, all of a sudden they be a nigga lying? Oh my God, it's crazy. How come when I do my questions, all of a sudden I'm lying?
I'm willing to bet whatever.
You willing to bet whatever what?
That
the car? Now if it say, hold on. So bro, if the car say a threesome, anything on this bitch, what do I get?
Whatever.
I don't call that right now. All right, but it do say a threesome with you, your girlfriend, and another guy.
What?
A threesome, you, your girl, and another guy.
Never.
So you dashing?
Yeah, I'm dashing.
All right, me too. I'm dashing, bro. Take your shot, bro. Pull us up, bro. All right. And then I got one more. I got a bonus. I got a bonus one. A professional back massage from a guy. A professional back massage. Bro, I know, but I see what's so crazy. The man's ears don't work all of a sudden. Professional back massage from a guy. No, that has nothing to do with the first question. This is a whole nother question. Oh, you got to pour another shot is what you're saying.
That's my dash. Dash.
No. You dash from the one with the threesome with the girl and the guy.
No. I already took
two guys and a girl. This is a back, a professional.
I took it and then I just pulled another one for that.
So you just poured a double?
No, I took one and I just pulled that one. I'm dashing, right, bro.
You dash from all three. So you have to take four shots. So back, a professional from a back massage from a guy.
No.
You're dashing. All right, yes. So now pour up your, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Pour up your other shot.
No, because that other one.
I'm dashing too. I'm going to have to pour up another shot.
Okay, do your thing.
All right. Now, listen. How about, all right, you come up with one right now then. Come up with the best you can come up with, big guy.
Okay.
Since you think you're so tough. Big guy. What they say, fat mouth. My dog called him. Okay. Okay, then. Anyways.
I'm going to hit you back with one.
Oh, my
God. Are you smashing and dashing? I got two for you.
Hey, hold on, 2K. Don't come with no stupid ass shit, bro.
Yeah, I got you. Go to jail for 30 days.
30 ball.
I eat your girl butt.
Oh, my God. This man want me to break the barrier so bad.
What you doing?
So what?
Hey, hold on. Take that shot on first, cause you gotta tighten up.
All right. So answer me this. All right. I'm gonna take this shot. But wait, answer me this.
Yeah, take your shot first. Then holler at me.
Is dash jail, or is smash jail?
No, listen. If you're willing to go to jail for
30 days, or eat my girl booty.
If you go to jail for 30, then you good.
Yeah, lock me up.
Huh?
I think I'm gonna have to get locked up for the 30
up,
ball.
Yeah, you gotta take your shot.
Nah, bro, you didn't say that.
Yeah, if you gonna take the jail, you gotta take the shot. If you gonna eat the butt, you good.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna eat the butt then, y'all.
You gonna eat the butt?
He probably.
So of course that ain't your first time.
He can you're absolutely. He wants so bad because of the last episode. I blissed his ass, y'all. So I put the pressure on the man. All of a sudden, he want me to eat the butt. Young, so how long has it been since? When did you start?
No,
I get you already had your two.
I had one.
Oh my God! All right, go.
Two questions. Okay, this is my second.
I ain't got a drink because I call that. I'm going to eat the butt. I'm a grocery that shit. Yeah. I'm a Kevin Gates that shit. I don't get tired. I ain't. Ooh. Crazy mans.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, all right, what's your next question? Hey, hold on, bro. Oh, fuck, no. Hey, 2K, come on with the bullshit. Keep it real now.
Keep it real.
We can start asking questions then, bitch. Let's do the questions.
We can go crazy.
Cause we can go crazy. All right. Bucket, we can go from asking these to truth or dares and shit and answer the real one.
All right, so
what's your next one?
I ain't got no questions.
Oh, you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right. Say less. Hey, man. Another episode. And we on your ass, man. It's Smash and Dash. I love you, brother.
We out here.
Believe that. Oh, neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. We live.